Yeah.
Yes, indeed. 1 o'clock with a bullet. That's what it is. 1 o'clock
with a bullet.
Yeah, you never hear it when something's moving up the charts and music. It's number two with a bullet, meaning it's going up.
Oh.
Meaning it's hitting target.
Not through you.
No. Not this year. But that's what we are. 1 o'clock with a bullet. Bridal Body Shop show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. Yes.
Holla.
Everybody. Yeah. And happy Earth Day. Embrace Mother Earth. Yeah, happy Earth Day. It was so funny. And the show today, Elite, was absolutely perfect.
What a coincidence, right?
I would love to say I planned it that way, but not really. The show today is about, you know, the healing benefits of water and how potent it is and how much an integral part of our lives and our well-beings it is, and water being the biggest part of Mother Earth, just about, and you know it's Earth Day. So,
what is the percentage of water
in our bodies?
No, in the Earth, it's almost the same, I think.
I don't have the exact stats,
right,
but it's
mostly water.
I don't know about what mostly, but certainly a good amount. I mean, when you think about the oceans, it not only just the oceans, just the rivers and the streams.
Yeah.
So if you added all of those up,
in my body today.
Oh, wow, that was very funny, Elite Siegman. Wait a second.
What?
Proper intros.
Oh, right.
Are going to be Elite Siegman is she.
Oh, you.
That's right. Lori Towers is me. Oh, well, thank you. Bridal Body Shop
mm-hmm.
is we. And
yay!
We thank you for joining us again. For another week of, let me give you a basic premise of the show. For anybody who's just joining us, we thank you. We hope that you stay on a while. It's going to be 2 years, actually, my friend, next week.
Really?
Yeah, the 28th
wow.
is 2 years on the air for me and you, buddy boy. But I want to make the premise of the show clear. Basically, the Bridal Body Shop is a business that Elite and I designed quite a few years ago to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. But now most people know that fitness should not be a fad. Fitness should be a lifestyle. Elite, are you taking notes? That was great. Did you hear that quote? We're going to remember.
Did you just make that?
It just came out. Just
wow.
That's the sign of something, insanity or genius, whichever it is. I don't want to know. But we had brides and grooms coming to us wanting to get in shape for the wedding. And that's all very well and good. But the idea is, again, fitness should not be a fad. It should be a lifestyle. It shouldn't be a calendar marking that gets you to looking a certain way. You should just want to have your body work at its best, feel at its best. And, you know, the byproduct of all that is if you take care of your body, you're really going to like the way you look. You're not sound like the man on the men's warehouse, but you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. But, you know, my voice isn't that low. But
close.
But it's, thanks a lot. But it's true. You the byproduct of a healthy lifestyle is you will like the way you look. It takes time. It takes hard work. There is nothing magic. There's no magic bullet. It is what it is. And, you know, we say, I mean, this is almost like a script for us because we say it over and over. We say it in our personal lives. We say it in our professional lives. It's dedication. There is no such thing as a diet. No such thing. There shouldn't be. The idea is to be responsible and honor your body in the best way you can, and the best way you can honor your body is taking care of it internally and externally, and that's what we're about. And this show is, we have a cross-section of guests. We have guests from the wedding industry, which we're going to be having in a couple of weeks. No, actually next week. And we have people from the health industry. So we in a way, Elite, we
have
marry
the best of everything. We really do.
Elite, now listen to the potency of what we do. We marry.
Oh, look at that. What's going on with you today?
Are you overwhelmed?
Unbelievable.
I'm overwhelmed. But that's really what we do. We combine both worlds, and we try to make it as interesting as possible. And we also try to make fitness less of a math equation. Because once it gets to calorie counting, once it gets into something that you have to break down into a long division, it's crazy. You're not going to do it. It's going to become complicated, and you can't embrace it, so therefore it's not going to be a part of your life. We try to make it funny. We try to make light of a very serious topic, and it's not that we don't take it seriously. It's that we're trying to make it a little bit more easy for everybody to digest. So that's what we do. That's what we're about, and we're on for an hour every Wednesday, and we just hope you enjoy us and you tune in whenever you can. And if you can't listen to us live, and that's always my preferred. I love when people listen to us live. But you could always go to the archives. You could always go to our Facebook page. You could always listen to the show in our
archives. Or others, don't forget.
Yeah, oh my God, how many shows do we have now?
Oh,
well,
I can't.
Well, 2 years, so I mean,
there's a lot of shows.
Yeah, and you could just, you know,
pick a topic,
pick a guest. I mean, we usually have the guests, you know, in our little write up on the show, and you know, I'm thrilled with the guests that we've had, because we've had really such interesting people on, and so nice, and always, you know, want to come back, which is the sign of we have kind of a fun show. They want to come back on late.
Yeah, explain to the audience how you pick your topic title.
Well, you know, music is a very big part of my life, so I always try to come up with a musical title of a song, whatever the topic is. And
to
sometimes,
match it.
Yeah, sometimes, and with my columns that I used to do, it's the same thing. I try to find the appropriate song to reflect what we're doing. Today's show was a little harder because basically... This is an old song, The River of Life. And it's really beautiful, and it's probably the 1950s or late 40s, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And it was hard for me to come up with a title, because I instantly thought of like Moon River, and, you know, like songs like, you know, Muddy Water.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Look at all these things.
That would have been good, but this, I mean, I did think of that. This
is
great, because River of Life is really basically...
Yeah, well, I think it's perfect for today's topic.
Yeah, water is the river of our lives.
Right, exactly.
It flows through us in and out, so that's how I came up. Sometimes we have fun with the
mm-hmm.
titles, though. Sometimes you come up with something. Sometimes the titles are just right there.
Sometimes we think of the title before the topic.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple that we just like, oh, you almost want to have a show just to use the title. So that's how we come up with our show titles. Again, we try to make it, you know, it's interesting, and we try to keep it interesting, so... We got a lot of cool things going on too. Lee, do you want to say anything before I rattle on and I'll give you your space? Do you want to say anything about what we have coming up?
Oh, about
yeah.
the icons that we grew up with.
Yeah. Do you want to mention?
You go
that?
Ahead.
You
go ahead.
Okay. Since you twisted my arm, we're going to be having a show. It's actually going to be starting next month, and the segment of the show is going to be
excited too.
It's really going to be cool, I think. It's called Pumping Pioneers, and these are the people that influenced us. You know, Elite and I
grew
go
up
back,
with these.
Yeah, because we're
people.
You're talking about like over 26 years.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
These are the people that.
And it feels like yesterday, really.
I know. Well, you know what's nice is, as I was thinking about all these people and I was, you know, researching people to have on the show, you know, I started thinking about going and picking up magazines like Muscle and Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, that was it. That was like, you know.
That's how I learned to work out.
Yeah.
But it really is.
And that was like the Bible. And those, it was like it was Flex and
yeah,
Muscle,
Flex
they were
and
the
Muscle
only ones
Fitness,
that were
Muscular Development.
That's an oldie. That's an oldie, too. Yeah,
Then they came out with a Muscle and Fitness Female Edition.
It's funny because...
But there's just so many. There's Oxygen, which is still out, actually.
Oh, yeah,
Oxygen.
Yeah. But that was later, no? That was a little later.
Yeah, that was a little later.
Yep.
I'm thinking of all those magazines
that I
used to pick up.
But it brought me back, and we're going to be having the segment of... And where are they now,
mm-hmm.
in a way, and how many are still,
yeah.
you know, active...
Yeah, we were discussing this the other day. I wonder if they're still, you know, I'm sure they are, because once you're into this lifestyle, you're always into
yeah,
a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they still are as dedicated as they were then.
Well,
because they had to be in tip-top shape then.
Well, I don't think anybody is probably contest ready, but I'm sure still, you know, very.
You'd be surprised, even though guys hold less body fat than women do, but a lot of guys, I mean, it seems like they could step on a stage tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, again, it's their eye and their sodium. You know, I remember when you know, way back the last 2 weeks with sodium depletion,
mm-hmm.
you just couldn't, and because you want to see every little vein, every little
variation.
But that, you know, again, it's your own personal best and how you want to look. But our first the first post is going to be coming up on the show, I'm sure, a name that most people recognize, Tammy Lee
Well,
West.
If they don't recognize her name,
they
definitely
recognize
her DVDs.
You know, I'm thinking.
Or was it VHS?
VHS. Because if you go to any flea market now, or you go any place they have a yard sale,
you
I
have
guarantee
to pick one up
you.
With.
Yeah, you know something. We're going to pick up one, and then we're going to when she comes on the show, which will probably be in a couple of weeks, we'll post it. But she was for people who aren't familiar with the name, Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel,
Arms of Steel.
It was everything. She had like
toes of steel, everything,
had,
any body part.
I think
there
was
steel.
Like 12.
There was a lot of them. Yeah,
there was 12. I think so. Well, think about it. How many body? I mean, you could just do thighs of steel, and then back of steel. I mean, you could just go on and
you're
on
right.
and on.
Right. She had a lot. She had a lot.
Yeah, well, God bless her. Well,
legs, thighs.
And she will be on the show with us, and we will post that heavily, as you can imagine. But we're reaching out to other people, other, you know, not just, I mean, of course, it's easier for us to reach out to the women that we're working at, because these are the people that we look to. Because don't forget, way back when, it wasn't cool to work out.
No.
If this was before Pumping Iron 2 came out. We were doing it before then, when it wasn't. Now you look at somebody with a body like Serena Williams, and now it's normal. Now it's you see women with muscle on a day-to-day basis. When we were starting out, my friend, it was not that case. You wouldn't see anybody walking around looking buff as commonplace as it is now. You know?
I think Serena Williams, I think it's just her genetics. Even though she does work out hard.
She doesn't. She.
But you could just tell a lot it's her genetics.
Well, but the thing is, even tennis players then.
Right. Well,
they were
very
never
skinny and small.
And because they never thought to lift a weight.
Except, what's her name? Martina.
Martina, yeah.
Right.
Well,
she was very, very
but she also
vascular.
Yeah, but she lifted weights. See,
right.
That's the whole thing. Tennis pros of yesteryear didn't want to lift the weights because they figured
it slowed them down, the more muscle they had.
Now the strength coaches are saying, no, it doesn't slow you down.
Exactly.
But that was that old school mentality. And
even the bodybuilders, they never wanted to do cardio. They said, oh, no, you're going to burn all that muscle that you build.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It just shows you. Philosophy changes, and there's a certain amount of science that just has to run its course of years before you know what works and what doesn't work, you know, like anything
for
else.
For each individual, because everybody's different.
That's
everybody's
why
different.
You can't make a blanket statement.
No.
You can't say what works for me will work for you, because it's based on, number one, lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on genetics, culture. There's so
genetics
many things.
Number one.
Yeah, there's so many things that come into play, you know, and gender.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, but I think that's going to be interesting for all of us to have, like, and you know, to reacquaint ourselves, and you know, I guarantee these people are still active within their field, and we're going to try to get some you know, hardcore people on too, people that were, like, you know, reaching out to people that were like in Ms. Olympia, you know,
I went to one. I had such a great time.
Yeah.
But Miss Olympia, the problem with those Olympiads is a lot of them juice.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
You go to an Olympiad or you go to a fitness show, there's two different shows.
But you know, now, I mean, again, I certainly I'm never one to applaud introducing anything that's unnatural to your body.
Yeah.
But in that case, it's almost you almost have to, because everybody else is, even though they're going to deny
it's
it.
Right.
And
it's their job at the time,
and
you
honestly,
always want to be the best.
People say, well, is it, you know, it's cheating in a sense, but it's not that you're not working as hard. You do have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're just getting a little bit more of a push, but it's not that you're not putting the work in. But enough about that. We have somebody coming on, pure as the driven snow himself, creator of Topperson, Lou Paradise. Are you with us, Lou?
Goodness gracious, what an absolute privilege and honor to hear your voices. You know, so like if my day wasn't going incredibly well, you know, being blessed that I'm alive at all, thank God, that it is improved dramatically just knowing you are both on the end of this line. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you. That's
how
serious.
How much did
Lori pay
you to say that?
The always flattering Lou Paradise. That's why.
And,
I
never say anything I don't mean, so it's fabulous to be here. Thank you very much for the privilege and truly the honor and to entertain and to be involved. Yeah.
And happy Earth Day, Lou.
Oh, yes, happy Earth Day indeed. Mm-hmm.
I was saying to Elite, what an appropriate show for Earth Day, but a show about the potency of water and how vital it is in our lives.
Oh, my goodness. You know, a lot of the stuff that we've been doing for over 21 years, especially, Topperson is this phenomenal tool that also has helped us learn so many more things about the vital other parts in the metabolism and what's going on in the internal body. And some of the stuff that we've been missing, you know, in terms of all of us have had challenges one way or another with either pain or an illness or what have you. And of course, never, because you know why? Because Lori has cosmic power. They don't have to.
She does.
I don't have to look.
Lou, I'm telling, between you, me and you, she has this power. I don't know what it is.
I'm telling you,
she's never had pain or any sickness. Thank God, I'm knocking wood, but she's not human.
I didn't hear that.
So that's one of the reasons why people may look at, you know, the Avenger movies and the Hulk movies and all these superhero movies.
She's one
movies.
Of them. Mm-hmm.
We look right to Lori Towers and say we got a real life. Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. You know, hey, look at all of these things that talk about being blessed with good health, and a lot of folks have genetic disposition to problems and all sorts of things that go on. But you know, it's astounding to me. You know, doing a lot of pain management workshops and working with elders and veterans and disabled and folks who are really getting over chemotherapy and all those things. And when we look at hydration, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to make sure everybody understands what that obviously is. And just as a result of how essential it is, every disease state we know for sure, 87% to 90% of the underlying reasons why diseases are what they are, and cancer being one of the primary ones. You know, most people really don't die from cancer itself; they die from all the complications. Exactly. You know, if they've gone to that position in life, and you know, God bless everybody who's dealing with chemo-induced neuropathy and all the rest to stay alive and stay real and stay vibrant. And one of the underlying things that we found, which is really startling, and we talked to a lot of oncology departments and restorative oncology and integrative oncology, and guaranteed, as we looked through all of every conceivable thing, not only with experiments of how to get people hydrated, that the majority of those folks that really succumb to dehydration and malnutrition. So how important is being hydrated, keeping enough water in your body? And that's the kind of subject I think is going to be of value to people today, as we especially for Earth Day, and that's totally true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, I think that's the perfect precursor for this. Why and how important for overall health and athletic performance is water? And then you just run with it, Lou.
Yeah, you know, one of the most essential things is that, water is arguably the most critical factor for good health, and a lot of people don't think about it because we kind of take it for granted because we got all kinds of other fluids to drink, which may not be so good for us, especially carbonated, artificial sweeteners, a litany of other things that take place in terms of what's available to us in our diet. You know, we think, oh, wait a minute, I don't like to taste the water as much as I do drinking juice. And then when they look and see they're consuming, you know, high fructose corn syrup or white refined sugar, and the underlying reasons why, you know, we have such obesity
the
problems.
In general.
Calories, right, and all these things that really work metabolically against our body. So when we know the body's made up of some 70% water, in fact, if we look at water, the only other thing that's as vital as water is oxygen. Mm-hmm. So how important is water? We could take a look at the metabolic things, but I think some of the places where it's probably best to really kind of center in on, if we think of a newborn baby, an infant, gorgeous little selfless, amazing, blameless, perfect people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their body weight at birth is 73% water. We take a look at somebody who's struggling with losing weight or not being able to, or somebody who's obese. Their water by weight is some 45%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means that the metabolic reality of water is, and not having hydration and all the other things that unfortunately happen to beset people with struggles in health and health conditions, really relate back to this. So how important is water? Well, body relies on a number of purposes for water, and critical to balance not only all the body systems, including the brain, the heart, the lungs, the muscles. I mean, brain function can happen effectively, especially if we only realize how much water is in our organs, why we then know that this is really the gravity as to why we have to make sure our fluid intake is good. The brain is made up of something like 75% water.
Yeah.
That consists of, like, you know, 100 billion neurons that cannot fire properly unless it's getting all the other things to reduce toxins and so on and so forth. Our lungs are 90% water.
Mm.
Our blood is 80% water. The
yeah.
skin is 64% water, and the muscles and kidneys and major organs are 79% water. And the bones, I mean, I didn't realize this until like 10 years ago, the bones, 31% water.
Wow.
So how important is water, and how
That's
important
higher
is
than
hydration?
I thought, yeah.
You know, so when we look at what happens from a body function point of view, from an organ function point of view, then there's no wonder why, if that much water is in, you know, our muscles and in our organs and in our skin and our bones and all the things in our lungs, no wonder why the dehydration could so incredibly affect athletic performance. And, you know, all of us talking about this, athletic performance doesn't mean you're a professional or amateur athlete. This really means our ability to get around, to do the things we love, to go out and boogie, to enjoy physically the stuff you love with the people you love, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. You know, so when we look at the metabolic factors of how essential water is, just look at the skin alone, you know, and everybody wants to have, you know, youthful looking skin. Nobody likes those wrinkles. I know women have a tendency to be even more finding it more problematic. If you are hydrated, it is the very best solution. If nobody else gets it from any other level, and you want to look young, you want to keep that fabulous look, that when we drink water and we stay hydrated, it is the best solution preventing and or decreasing wrinkles and all those expensive goopy goppy things we put on our face. And Lord, I mean, you know, some of those products out there, I was looking with Aurora the other day and went into Macy's or Nordstrom's or somebody mm-hmm. just to take a peek. I mean, they got like these little serums, like, you know, an eighth of an ounce mm-hmm. for like $300. I'm saying,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You know, but is anybody saying, hey, by the way, you've got to keep your water intake? So imagine water becomes so interesting in simple things that are complex later. And what about removing toxins and acids from the body? The whole entire water system is utilized through the fact that it is a detoxification process. It's a flushing process. Obviously, we have these many things that are happening, these vital organs in the skin and everything is all full with water. Then it better be nice, clean, healthy water and healthy organ systems. And some of the signs that people don't drink enough water is, one of the first ones is darkening of the urine. You know, a lot of people...
Yeah.
And you know, kind of a simple test to say, oh, wow, I can tell right from there my water intake. And how astounding it is for us, because we've done these workshops where we've said to people, you know, here's the amount of water we really want to drink. And most of the time, you know, I know everybody gets kind of nutty when they hear about the eight-ounce glasses of mm-hmm. water a day. But honestly, when you think of how much water need we have, if you were to just drink 1 8-ounce glass of water every hour while you're sitting, and if you don't do this by putting a bottle of water on the table, you know, or something where you have a water container where you see how much water you're drinking, you will never, never get to that point where you're drinking enough water to keep yourself hydrated. The one factor that probably is key, and Lori and Ali, you both know this cold, is that If you're waiting to drink the water till you're thirsty,
you're already dehydrated.
Right? Exactly. You're already dehydrated. So look at how water helps with reducing fatigue. It's astounding to me. I drink a lot of water. First thing up in the morning, I will drink at least 16 ounces of water. I don't even measure it from that point of view. I just like drinking the water. And it immediately has this fabulous effect, far better than caffeine and coffee and anything else. And, you know, getting away from those energy drinks and Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy, all that crazy stuff that loads you up with caffeine. You drink the water, you have a consistent opportunity for your energy levels to be right. And the same entire thing is that they're saying that energy levels for drinking water aren't the same exactly as the ATP that we're looking for where we're burning the right kind of carbs and fat, which is an important part of our energy transformation, but it is one of those things that activates all of it. How many people are having problems losing fat? Because, you know, if an obese person is only 45% water by weight, considering the body normally has 70% water generally, the fat metabolizing part of it in terms of helping you to lose weight, first of all, water. If you drink water before you eat, it will absolutely suppress your appetite naturally, right? And we know that because that's what we do, it helps to metabolize and burn all the brown fat cells, because brown fat is really good fat, but it's not good when it's all stored up, you know, in your hips and your belly and, you know, your thighs and every place else. And the other side of it that's probably equally important is how, you know, when we look at something like food and digestion, which is so important. So you can eat the best food on the planet Earth, right? And you can take all the vitamins and minerals you possibly want to take. And by the way, if you're taking vitamins and minerals or you're on medication, you got to make sure your water is absolutely important to make sure your water is right. In the digestive sense, the water helps not only improve digestive processes, but it's imperative to maintaining a healthy urinary tract and digestive system. And how many women that we work with a lot of women, and our, you know, a lot of what Topperson is based on is women's physiology. And that hydration thing became so important that many of the women reported other things that said, I haven't had a bladder infection since I started to make sure that I was properly hydrated, besides some other things you could do for that as well. And one of the last things that are part of this whole process, and plenty of stuff to chat about with this, is synovial fluid in the joints. You know, a healthy joint and that's every movable part of our body, it's extremely important to have enough water so that the synovial fluid, which is part of the water makeup and part of the fluid membrane, of the entire connective tissue of the body, if it's not hydrated and you have less synovial fluid, you will have joint issues and joint wear and tear. I mean, and that's exactly how it happens. Most people don't realize that if they even think about, you know, the connective tissue, ligaments and tendons that hold every single joint together, you know, the knees, the hips, the feet, the ankles, the hands, toes, everything, every single thing is a fluid membrane. It's a fluid membrane. It's not like people think it's like some kind of a muscle tissue or some sort of a elastic tissue. It's fluid, and there's membrane of proteins going across for the ligament and tendons to be what it is, and there's very little blood supply directly to them, which means that the water is an essential part of keeping the fluid membrane all intact. So imagine how – so if anybody out there doesn't get this by now, you know, how important is water? That's all the reasons water is important.
But now let me ask you this. I want to know your thoughts on, because, I mean, as much as we both all day long will endorse and enforce water drinking, it's not an easy sell. What do you think about the flavored drinks?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, it really depends on what they're flavored with. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the perfect example. You look at any of the energy drinks that where I don't care if it's 5-Hour or you know, Red Bull or any of these other crazy drinks, and or flavorings that can be good and can make you drink more water, because most people, you know, here's what it is. Most people in this country, they're in love with sugar.
That's a whole show in itself.
Oh my God almighty. And as an Italian boy, I can tell you, we can serve lasagna and meatballs and chicken and whatever, and everybody will be cool with that. And you could even steal their dinner if you wanted to. But man, when it comes to the Napoleons and the cannolis, it's somebody's going to put a fork in your hand if you don't try to get that deal going on. And so the one thing is that we don't want people to give up what they love, but I think that what happens is when we look at flavorings, we have to also look at, are there any dyes in it?
Yeah,
you know, FD&C4 and 5 and red and yellow and tartrazine, which is a yellow dye, one of the most allergen responses on the planet. So most people don't know. So there are some really healthy additives you can put in your water. I'm going to give you one that I love. I have my mother-in-law. She wouldn't she say, "Mom, you got to drink more water." And she was taking it, but she said, "Wow, well, I just drank it." She took like two sips from the little sippy cup kind of thing. And I'm saying, yeah, so I know she likes oranges, and I know she likes cucumbers and stuff. I said, I'm gonna make you something you're going to love to drink. And I knew it was going to be a visual thing for her as well as everything else. So I got orange sections, and I cut them, and some tangerine and some just slightly, cucumber slices. And by the way, all of this has to be organic, too, by the way, because there's so many pesticides. It's just crazy. We can't just go and get fruit and vegetables and stuff without worrying about that, right? I put that in a glass. I filled it with water, cool enough that she liked the colder water than the warmer water. And then I put a little mint thing on the top, and I put it in front of her. And she said, "Oh, my God, that looks very refreshing." And she drank the whole thing, and she was so delighted with it.
I make those every day. I make two big pitchers of water, lemon, and oranges, and I slice them up, and I have them, and I take them to the gym with me.
And see, and isn't that the best? Because that will make you want to drink. If you're looking at it, it looks refreshing. It is refreshing.
Yeah.
You're getting some citrus and some maybe some bioflavonoid in there, from the orange itself,
mm-hmm.
And vitamin C. So the issue from a point of what we do to help to get over this whole idea that a lot of people don't like drinking water. Why? Because they're drinking syrupy kind of stuff most of the day. It's like, I'll give you this perfect example, and this is a sidebar completely off the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have probably not heard of the company Casella Wines. Everybody will know this company by the name of Yellowtail.
Yes. Right? That's my
and
favorite.
Right, and one of the reasons they figured out, we're not going to try to go after the elite wine drinker who really, I grew up, in a family that made wine, so I'm all into this, the color and clarity, the yeast, the corks, everything. But most people aren't, this thing. So why is it that people don't know, don't drink wine, and they say, well, they don't know what the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're expecting when they drink it. If it isn't, and so what they decided to do was put some more fruity flavor, fruit bodies, which, is typical of what like Malbec got that right away of how they put, plum and cherry and all these kinds of things in it. And they got more people they are still the most successful importer of wine in the world. Where everyone else is having all kinds of problems figuring out how to really distinguish one wine from the other, because they do two things. People drink a lot more mixed drinks. They drink a lot more beer, right? Because the flavor and that sweetness, that underlying sweetness, so when you're drinking, I like it or I don't like it. With wine, you really don't know if you don't drink it. And they had the biggest success on the planet because they added just enough fruit bodies in order for it to taste that way. And this is the kind of thing that's happening with people. So Elite, that whole thing about putting oranges and lemons in water, just think about it. Does anybody out there who doesn't like to just drink plain water, doesn't that sound cool? I mean, who doesn't like lemonade or orangeade, right?
Everybody does.
I mean, really. So, and we don't have to put the sugar in because it's naturally sweet and it's cool.
Yeah.
What happens is when we drink it, our body gets accustomed to it. Here's the thing that's really important. When we look at statistics of how we manage all these kinds of events with regard to, what we should do and how we should drink, why we should drink. There's been tremendous evidence, because we do a lot with internal medicine, with Topperson. We reduce the amount of pain meds people are taking. They're getting their joint pain relieved and their whole internal body starts changing. And what we found in water intake in terms of stuff across the board, how the risk of colon cancer by proper hydration, which is crazy because it was the other side of you when you're dehydrated, reduced the risk of colon cancer by like 45%. Bladder
That's
cancer
amazing.
By like 50%.
But
we're Yeah, I mean, because it's the same, especially there, it's same detox, same process, the whole nine yards. And so the other part of it that's probably really cool, going back to, like, fruits and stuff, because a lot of people would have less of a problem eating fruits that are loaded with water, but I'm going to say this flat out, you really want to make sure that you're getting organic fruit. And the reason, I'm going to give it straight up, if you look at any of the offending fruits, and the popular fruits unfortunately have the most pesticides in a grape alone. And this is sad because I love grapes, but that's why I get organic grapes. In one grape alone, in all the tests that they've been running for the last 10 years, they've found 15 different pesticides in one grape.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, the same with tomato, the same with peppers, all the stuff that we all love. Apples, 99% of all apples produced in commercial orchards have...
Well, if you think about it, it's everything that's picked or grown on a tree.
Exactly, because to protect the fruit from being damaged by insects and all the other things and blight and whatever, they spray the whole thing. Very unfortunately, when people think they wash their fruit and whatever, and they can get some degree off, the problem is the fruit is growing, the tree is growing, if that pesticide's in the plant, it's going in the fruit. You know, it's not just on the outside.
Yeah.
But when you look at fruit that's really incredibly good, I mean, watermelon happens. I love all kinds of melons. Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, doesn't matter to me. 92% water, and it is distilled water. The same thing with strawberries, and strawberries are really probably one of the most contaminated fruits, and I hate to say it this way, but we love it. But again, that's the reason organic.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, some people like grapefruit, some don't, but it's 91% water. A lot of fruit, almost all fruits by volume contain something like 87% water, and the ones that really can be identified with that are pineapple, orange, raspberry, those kinds of things. And so we give people an opportunity to get their mind around, oh, wait a minute, if I'm eating these fruits and getting the water this way, this distilled water, that still counts as good water intake and hydration. In fact, there's a lot of other things from a distilled water point of view, because most fruits do that. They'll distill the water before you get it. So it's kind of, you know, you're getting some really good opportunity, but again, it really, really needs to lean towards our organic vegetables and fruits in order for us to get the real benefit of it. Otherwise, we've got the other side of it, which is sad to say, but it's totally true.
You know what's even sadder, and this is like not taking us off topic, but when people... My biggest, and I'm always pushing, you know, organic. People always say, yeah, but it's a little bit more expensive. And that's
it's not even that. You ever see an organic fruit and a non-organic fruit? The organic will go bad within like 48 hours. The non-organic will stay a whole week.
See, that's, you know, and that's
just
think
goes
about
to
it.
Show you the preservative that's in there.
Right.
Exactly. Or the pesticide.
You know,
and
it's like
scary.
What... Yeah, you know, and just to your point, too, both for you and Alita and Lori, just think about this. It's like we're talking about something that is definitely directly related to your robust health.
Mm-hmm.
This is an investment in your health and your body. It, you know, a couple of cents more, a dollar more, whatever it is, you know what? It's far worth the effort and the money in order to get something you know for sure is not going to contain something that's absolutely going to do you in. Because the problem with pesticides is, you know, if you take it internally, you think, okay, I take it in, then somehow it comes out. What happens, unfortunately, it hangs around in your body's tissue and causes all the other things that happen, metabolic function, people that have fibromyalgia, especially things like other autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, all far more prone to these problems with the immune system being completely jacked, this autoimmune responders that happen because of the residue of all of these chemicals. And the cool thing about it is we know that we can avoid that. So it's not like you're not going to have a perfect diet. You're not going to have, we don't live in a perfect world. And Lord knows, if we only loved and talked to people that were perfect, the world would have been over a long time ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so it's like, you know, if you have half at least of what you're doing that's organic and the other half is whatever it is, and you manage that for a while, you're at least cutting your risk in half of the rest. So it's like we can make steps to get involved, but I'm going to tell you this, and you both know this major. When you make those changes and maybe a little more expensive, but what's your health worth to you? Otherwise, hey, look, unless you don't mind, you know, being on a bed with all kinds of tubes coming out of you, plugged into the wall somewhere, then no problem. Then, you know, then how expensive is that? I mean, compared to the prevention, which is a little bit more expensive than the average stuff, but what is it going to get you in health benefits? And all I definitely know is we know the difference between when we're feeling sluggish and crappy as opposed to when we're feeling like, man, I cannot wait to just get up now and go out and boogie and do something fun and be alive and enjoy life and kind of shout that joyous noise that we make when we're feeling cool.
And, you know, it's all investment. Elite and I were saying just before, it's really about, it's not about, you know, a diet per se. It's a lifestyle investment. Fitness and health should not be a fad. It should be a lifestyle. And once people
embrace that,
I mean, it's such a liberating experience to live that every day. I mean, everybody's got bad days and good days. But for the most part, to wake up and feel good, that's a privilege. But you earn it, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, you know, hey, look, I think I heard you say something about you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
The effort that we make, it's like who else is going to do what more for our own bodies than we do ourselves?
Nobody but yourself.
You know? Right? I mean, it's always been that. It's like this individual idea that we should be doing things that are much more productive and progressive doesn't mean we can't have fun and doesn't mean we have to lose ourselves in some, you know, microbiotic diet as much as that might be good for folks in one set of circumstances and not so much for the others. That we balance those by taking enough of those good changes. And like you said, Lori, it's absolutely totally true. This is not some temporary measure to lose some weight. This is a lifestyle, right? This is a lifestyle change that's going to have you invested in your health so that you know, here's how I love to look at it. As somebody who's in the Marine Corps and in Vietnam, two rotations, helicopter combat duty, and everything I've seen in my life about people who got sick and people who got disabled and people who got blown half to smithereens and everything else, all I know for sure is when I finally boogie on out this world, I want it to be on my own terms.
I feel the same
way. You know what I mean? So we're going to all die, so what? Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's do that on our own terms. Let's not like some chemical company be the one to jack us up because it's insidious. The bad thing about what happens in all these poisons and all these things that we don't realize and not being hydrated properly is that your organs, like your kidneys and your liver, they're so resilient that you don't know you have a problem with it until it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, and how many people we know that are now more people than ever on kidney dialysis, waiting on a kidney transplant or a liver transplant. Because of all these other things they took that didn't realize were causing them to be harmed. And that's why this is an investment in knowledge and empowerment. You know, knowledge is not power in itself by itself unless it's good information that you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to do something with this. I'm going to apply it to my life and I'm going to make a change. And all of us know for sure, at least for sure in this discussion and many of the people that we know, you cannot take a bad habit and stop it unless you have a good habit in place of the bad habit to go to.
Amen.
I think we need a hallelujah.
Yeah, and you know something I was saying to somebody this morning, at the end of the day, it comes down to you. At the end of the day, I mean, you know, people will be with you in your life, but sometimes you have to walk the road alone, and sometimes it just comes down to you. And if you feel that you're not worth the investment, then what else is there?
Yeah.
That's true. You know, and look at it from a point of, when we think of this whole thing of where to be in the moment, to make sure every single day you're going to a private place, whether that's just in your head because you're in the middle of the office or not, a private place where you could be quiet, to quiet your mind, to get your spiritual mojo really tuned in, to deepen all of those things that make us who we are and that give us the kind of life and vibrant life that we need, to get to that quiet space, that quiet place that has nothing to do with the kids and the husband or the wife or the parents or the grandparents or whoever, just your own space, your own quiet space to let your consciousness and your instinct talk to you. You know, let the spiritual sense of center take in all the things that are most vital for your life so you can reprogram and come to realize when your instinct isn't working, which is oftentimes the case when you're running and doing and following someone else's lead. And to your point, Lori, it's so important. That individual walk, that moment of taking a moment, you know, it's like stop and smell the roses doesn't mean to stop and actually smell a rose.
Yeah.
It means stop.
Yeah.
And just get into where you are for that moment in time, and only at that moment in time, reflection of what's going on for you and what you've done today to invest what it is that's necessary so you can live your life on your terms. And the minute that we don't, we're letting other people decide or other factors decide, and that is like, I don't think so. We don't have
that's
to be
exactly right.
Right? And so, you know, how cool it is that we can and have these discussions because all of us have been there, all except for Lori.
Except for Lori, that's right.
I love
Thank
that, Lori Towers.
But, you know, I
love
heard
that.
A lot about all of this, so.
Yeah. I'm showing her the wrong.
She's led me back. I'm taking good notes, Liz.
Yeah.
So if we're not blessed with the kind of genes or the kind of things that Lori has, which
like
most
Lori
of
has.
Yeah, right? That we
but
have
Lou,
to.
I think she puts a malocchio on me. You know,
a malocchio, hold on.
No, it's so not true.
And you know what? One thing for sure is that every single thing about who we are and what we are and helping each other and being together and sharing the information and gathering our community, doing it really, not somebody who sits up there, with all respect to some of the celebrities in life that sell products and could care less about who's getting it, who's not, if it's good or not.
It's just a dollar sign that drives them.
Yeah, you know, this is something we really can do. This is something that's right there under our nose every single day to take care of and take charge of. You know, we have this tremendous advantage in what is happening when we balance. We do a lot of our work, as I mentioned before, with integrative oncology and with flat-out scripted medical doctors who are the biggest advocates of what we do at Topperson because of what we've shown, how the body really does work, how healing is the most powerful thing we have, and how we can bring balances to the body. So the miracle of the body working the way it is, giving it what it needs and what it's asking for so we can get those healing processes moving forward. And the most essential thing that has happened is how many people have been encouraged in those deep, dark places where you're going through chemo and you're able to help them with homeopathic medicine to be able to drink the water and eat the food and get the right things and looking at how they're making this mindset change to develop this really great holistic attitude, which is something that belongs to us. I mean, what in the world did any of us do before all those amber bottles, before institutions of medicine, before institutions of pharmacy? What the heck did the whole world do? It did exactly what we're talking about right now. It didn't have any bunch of soda on the trees. It didn't have all these crazy energy drinks. They didn't need all that stuff because they lived with pure stuff that went into their body based on everything they used around them, in the ground, on the trees, in the leaves, and the water they drank, and the exercise they got, of course, is they worked hard. And if they didn't live longer, for that, if they didn't live as long as we do, their quality of life was absolutely off the charts. So if when they finally died, they didn't die from all these crazy things and that are happening internally in your body that you didn't know because you stuck a whole bunch of things there that you weren't aware of because you believed, oh, wait a minute, I can go into the local store and I can buy that thing off the shelf, so it must be safe. Nobody would sell me something that wasn't good for me, right?
Yeah. Well, see, that was back in the day when the earth was our pharmacy,
and it
happened, and it's no longer that, All we could do now is make the, historical mistakes we can't do anything about, but we
that's
could just
right.
make it better going forward, and I think that's what we have to do.
Invest the knowledge and invest in yourself.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. And hey, look, who is that important to? All these beautiful little young people coming up behind all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This living legacy of health and vitality, right? And so if we don't do that now, I mean, why are they important? Well, maybe because they're the future of the whole planet.
Exactly.
And don't we want this planet to be resounding for them and for us? So we're making an investment not just for ourselves personally. We're walking the walk and showing a living example of what could be done, even though the historical stuff have happened, like you said, Lori, and we got jammed up. We can do something about that right now.
Exactly. I totally agree. And before you leave us, Lou, I want to, first of all, thank you, as always, for coming on and being a part of. This is part two of Topperson Talk, which we're going to be having every month with Lou. And is there anything else you want to say, anything else new happening at Topperson you want to mention?
We have a lot of things that are going on in deeper rehab, getting people rehab better. We've got a lot of great evidence of getting people off their meds. There's some new reports coming in from some of the doctors in New York City, medical directors, how their patients are almost completely off their opiates and reversing a lot of damage and getting people, reduce their brain fog. So our products have always been, we are humbled by the fact that we can do this kind of work and we can give something to people that get them started in this direction. So the tool we use in that to get them going and the other things to really question everything then. Okay, wait a minute, maybe I'm not doing all the rest of the stuff. So all we want to say to everyone else is we challenge you to use some of the stuff we talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
Try that water. Try the water that leads said, and let us know how you're feeling. You know, if you're getting hydrated, feeling better, the less sleep or better sleep, I should say, less fatigue. Let us know some results from that, and that's the challenge.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. And once again, Lou, an absolute pleasure.
Always is.
Always is. Informative, fun, and just, you know, just you're just a fountain of information.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's all of us together that collectively put the stuff on the table.
That's exactly
right. Right back at you both for being beautiful and sterling and being incredible at what you do every day to be an example to people on how to do it and make
shining.
It real. And so my hat is off to both of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou. Lou Paradise, creative, Topperson. Be on again next month for a Topperson Talk. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you. Have a great
day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And Dad, I tell you something. People don't realize how important drinking water is. You know, it's something that people almost feel they have to force themselves to do. I mean, you hear it from people all day. I know I do. Oh, I don't drink water, and they'll come in with they have those little shot. You know, those what do you call those little vitamin drops they put in that become really big.
Like Dasani sells them and stuff like
that. Right. Yeah, there's an awful lot out there. But, I mean, it's important stuff.
Well, it's funny because the days that I'm really busy, I mean, I should be drinking water, but I'm so into doing what I'm doing, I feel it at the end of the day, you know? I just feel like, you know, I'm not eliminating the way I should be, and I don't feel right. I don't have the energy that, you know, and the push that I needed because I didn't drink enough water.
And, you know, the funny thing is, and Lou did mention it, but when during the, you know, the women's cycles, the time of the month to drink the most water is when you're retaining water.
Right,
and
exactly.
It almost seems like I don't want to...
You don't want to add more water, but if you don't drink it, it's not going to come out.
That's exactly right. So that's, I mean, and, you know, it's human nature. I mean, I remember as a kid, I certainly wasn't drinking. I mean, I had my orange juice in the morning. I mean, I didn't drink soda. I wasn't allowed, but nobody forced me to drink water all day long, and you only drank it when you were thirsty. You would come in sweating and, you know,
you know, I don't know, you know, maybe because we were just kids and we just didn't know better, but I don't remember water being such a valuable part of our lives when we were younger. Do you remember your mother saying, drink your water?
No,
we never,
you know, it's funny because she was progressive in other ways, but, you know, she didn't let me drink soda.
I don't think they knew
the
knowledge that we know now, that water is just so important in your everyday life. The hydration.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think as you
your body
that,
needs.
Did no, I absolutely not.
No, my house either. But we always drank water. That's the funny part. Always drank water. We never had soda in the house.
Well, see, but the thing is, the soda was certainly something my mother nixed. But drinking water only happened when I was.
Yeah, we had like big pitchers of water in the refrigerator all the time.
You
That's
know,
all
I
we
think
had.
The water,
not even juice.
The water craze probably came in. Would you say like the 70s? When did Cold Spring
the bottled
come
water.
Yeah,
everybody had their own
individual,
their own little bottled water, and people still walk around with those bottled waters. That's when it became big.
I'm trying to think. The first time I saw
it. Because it was just gallons they used to sell years ago, remember?
Yeah.
And it was only if you had like a blackout or stuff like that.
Yeah, that was
you know,
only for emergency.
Yeah, emergency waters
they
had.
I'm just trying to think of when I first saw Poland Spring. I probably was a teenager or maybe even younger.
Probably a teenager, yeah.
It's been around a while, but that's when I first remember.
Well, that's the one where they used to deliver it in those big jugs. Remember they used
Poland
to have the
Spring
machines?
Coming to straight from Maine, yeah.
Right.
I remember the theme song.
They had the big trucks delivering
drugs
of water.
It was never really, and honestly, you know, think about this. What do we have to do to sell a product? We have to make it sexy, right?
Yeah.
We have to make it attractive. So drinking water, like, who wants to drink it?
Well,
especially water.
Well,
people
do drink it when they see this beautiful, like, built man drinking in the mountains a woman the
or
same
making
way.
Or making it the package
sexy.
Itself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's cleaner, it's better, it's a nicer bottle.
Remember
when the
sports top bottles came out?
But I'm thinking about this one. I'm not going to. We shouldn't really mention too many names on the air because I don't want to plug anybody.
I didn't say anything.
I'm trying to describe the water bottle to you. It's a really, really sexy water bottle. It's like bluish. The name I think begins with a D, but it's a.
Oh yeah, I know
now.
Exactly what you have.
But now look
Which
at that.
One?
Look at that. Now you.
I love that one, too, when it's on sale.
Right. So you'll go for that first. The bottle is just absolutely beautiful. It's that light blue, and it's shapely. That's how they have to sell water. I mean, think about that. It's not just water coming from the tap. It has to be sold and bottled and, you know.
I remember when they came out with the smart water and stuff like that.
Oh, my God,
They've just put different names on all these waters.
Yeah, and
because it's going to make you smart.
If you read the label, it's really there's no more filter in it than the other. But I think we've got to give a sponsor shout out.
Two.
We want to say hello. Of course, Topperson is always is always the first on our list. We do for people that haven't been following the plot. We do Fitness Fridays with them every Friday. So if you haven't liked their page yet, please do so. Go to Topperson and like their page, and you will see on Fridays. You will see our little tips that we give to them every Friday, and just like it anyway. It's good. It's very informative, and you'll see webinars that they have and so on and so forth. And every new thing that they're doing will be on their page. So that's one thing. And we also want to give a shout out to Muscle Sport Magazine, which is, we love it. We love it. It's one of these magazines that's not a high gloss, but it's, you don't want to pack your pages with gloss. You want it to be informative. You want it to be pictures as opposed to advertising. That's what you want. That's what you want in a magazine. You want information. And you can find Muscle Sport Magazine online, or you could probably find them in GNC, Vitamin Shop, any host of other stores, and it's free. So you're getting information for free. So how good is that? So I think we're about it for the show, huh, Lee?
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
This alarm clock that you hear is going off, and I can't shut it off.
Is it an alarm clock?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is what happens with live radio, babe.
Yeah, I know.
This is what happens with live radio. So with that, we are going to say, go out and make it a productive day. Make it a good one. Be good to yourself. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
Bye-bye, everyone.